So, Stephen, I'm going to start with you. We'll go on to the wonderful thing you're doing for charity later. But your mum, your lovely mum, Sue, so welcome, Stephen, to Radio Jackie. First
Thank
of all,
you.
I wanted to ask you, your mum passed away with sepsis in December. How did she have anything before the sepsis? Was she ill with COVID or with anything else before she contracted sepsis?
She was diagnosed with a rare form of bone marrow leukemia in October 2019. I'll cut the long story short. She basically ended up, after a stem cell transplant, she came home and I went to visit her. And she basically, I didn't know at the time, there were a lot of things that didn't seem right with her. So eventually the hospital took her back after I took care of her for 6 weeks, and she was diagnosed with global brain damage, which they believed had come from the chemotherapy before the stem cell transplant. After that, she went back into the hospital, as I said, and she had numerous infections. She slowly started to come back around to talk and respond to commands. And then she caught COVID in the hospital. And then eventually she died. It was a bed ulcer, and sepsis had got into her body and poisoned her, basically.
I'm so sorry. So you've had a very traumatic journey with ups and downs and highs and lows. It's often so hard when you have a condition and then your loved one is on the road to recovery and then you get slapped with another condition. So Abby, can I go back to you? Sepsis is a bit of a silent killer, isn't it? I mean, people get diagnosed with sepsis and it often gets confused with just like something like influenza or a temperature. What are the main symptoms that people should look out for if they have sepsis?
So there are really five key symptoms of sepsis, and the point about them, as you say, they can seem to be symptoms of other things like flu, but it's when the symptoms come together, it's when people start to degenerate really rapidly, and that's when the alarm bell should start ringing and people need to seek urgent medical attention. So those five symptoms, it's a very high or even a very low temperature, uncontrolled shivering, not passing as much urine as normal, confusion, and then blotchy arms or legs.
I
And it's
understand there's a rash, a little bit like the meningitis rash. If you put a glass on it, it doesn't disappear. Is that something that's quite
I mean, it's that blotchiness that's very marked, and particularly in your arms and legs, and that's what people need to be aware of.
So at that point, you need to call an ambulance, don't you? If you have those sort of symptoms,
Absolutely, you need to
don't ring your
get urgent medical
GP.
attention.
Don't beat about the bush. You need to be hospitalised. Are there certain tests like ESR, CRP that will actually define sepsis straight away and then obviously instigate antibiotic treatment, I assume?
Yes, that's right. I mean, the antibiotics are key to the treatment, as are fluids and often blood pressure, vasopressors, which are used to treat blood pressure, because blood pressure rises as the body tries to combat the infection and it tries to keep the oxygen supply going to the organs. But yes, there are key tests that medics will do in an intensive care unit, or rather in an A&E department, when they first see the patient. And then they tend to culture samples that they will take from the patient to confirm their diagnosis.
And is it one infective bacterium that causes sepsis? Presumably it's a bacterium, not a virus, or can it be a virus as well?
No, the key thing about sepsis is it basically is the body's own mechanisms fighting infection. So in a lot of people, antibodies will kick in at the site of the infection and they will deal with that infection and you will get better. But the research that we fund at the Rosslyn Institute in Edinburgh, which is called Genomic, is looking at the way that an individual's DNA will affect the way that their body reacts to that infection. So that's what makes the difference. It's the quirks in somebody's DNA that will make them prone to either life-threatening sepsis or conversely to being able to combat the infection as you would hope your body normally would.
So is this similar to the cytokine storm that they were showing in COVID when you have this massive immune response by the then it's your own immune system that's doing the damage? Are there a similarity to that?
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because this genomic project that we fund, we were one of the founding partners in 2019. And at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, the NIHR, which is the Institute of Health Research, the government's Institute of Health Research, recognized that that research project was going to be key to understanding COVID. So the research, the sepsis research at that stage, was pivoted to COVID and made huge progress in understanding COVID itself, but also then in repurposing existing drug treatments to combat COVID.
So that's actually quite a progress with COVID and sepsis. The two have actually managed to help each other along in terms of research and treatment.
Because it was huge progress, and it was globally significant progress that they made within a few very short months, thanks to the cooperation of ICUs across the UK and some amazing NHS staff who were collecting samples in that period. That the findings were made within about the first 8 months of the pandemic, which was phenomenal.
That's amazing. Right, Stephen, let's get you back in here. Tell me about the football match. And you have got John Warrington and Tony Woodcock on board. So they're ex-Arsenal. Is that right? And they're
So John Warrington is a TV producer who got in touch with me through Facebook for a post that I shared on the Teddington group where my mum grew up. And he works with Tony Woodcock, who won the European Cup with Nottingham Forest, played for England. And they have a company called 360 Sports, which is like an online sort of Netflix type of platform where they share videos and films and sports. And they have sponsored the game.
That's incredible. And you've also got your shirt sponsored as well. You've got everybody on board. Is that right?
Yeah. I was looking for a shirt sponsor for a long time. At one point, I was looking for two. And then after about 2 months and about 400 calls, Alan Greenwood, funeral directors, decided to sponsor both, which we have been absolutely amazed by. They did the funeral for my mum, which was incredible. The service was unbelievable. And I think it's fitting that they've done both for the shirts.
I think it's very fitting. And the two teams, one is consists of your team and one is your brother's team. Is that right?
So one is a team that I've picked, and my team is made up of very close friends of mine and people that knew my mum and players that have played for me. Everybody's connected to my mum. And my brother's team is exactly the same. His friends and players that have played with him and for him. So it's really personal. All the players have been handpicked.
Tell me about the names of the teams.
We spent a long time deciding what to call. We had so many different names, anagrams and all sorts of different things, but we just wanted to keep it simple. Richard is a Blackburn Rovers fan, so he's gone for Sue's Blues, which is his kit is all blue. I'm a Fulham fan, but the kit's all white, and a friend suggested Sue's Angels to go with the white strip, so that's what we've gone for.
That's absolutely brilliant. And when is the match?
It's Sunday the 1st of August at Molesey Football Club. And we're kicking off at 2 o'clock, but we're going to open the gate. Well, the gates will be open from 12:30.
And how do you want me to tell our Radio Jackie listeners about it? Do you want them, you obviously want people to come along, support, buy tickets, sponsor you?
It's just an event that we didn't get enough people at the funeral. We could only have a certain amount of numbers because of the government rulings. And there were a lot of suggestions of meeting in a pub or going to a restaurant. And I just wanted something bigger for her to represent her and give her what she deserved. And I think the football match, along with everything that's going on the day, which has all been tailored to her, is absolutely perfect. So I'm still looking for sponsorship for certain things. We've got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of local businesses have got involved. The raffle is huge. We've had prizes from Garson Farm, Headmasters, Surrey Oven Cleaning, Chelsea Football Club, Liquid Leisure. We've had an unbelievable amount of donations, and people's generosity has been out of this world.
And it's nice, although obviously so sad that you've lost your mum, and we're very sorry to hear that. At least out of her passing away, we can look forward to something that will be for the future, especially in terms of obviously the sepsis research. People will be made more aware of sepsis. They can hopefully contribute to further research into sepsis. So can I just go back to you about how many people's lives do you think are lost a year due to sepsis because they just didn't know what the symptoms were?
Yeah, the estimated figure, and it is an estimate because it is extremely difficult to get accurate figures, but the widely accepted estimate is that around 50,000 people in this country die every year from sepsis. which equates to about 5 people every hour. So it is actually a bigger killer in this country than breast, bowel and prostate cancer combined. It's huge. And I think, you know, it's a very interesting point. You know, the idea that the charity for us, the key message is the awareness message. You know, we're raising awareness so that lives get saved every day, every hour, every day. But absolutely, we aim to fund research so that in the future, progress can be made to prevent lives from being lost in the future. And, you know, the other thing about sepsis is that even if it is survived, even if a patient survives, it can have really life-changing consequences, either physically or emotionally.
So it's really about that. You almost have a post-sepsis program to help people rehabilitate. What would that involve?
Well, we don't, as a charity, we don't deal with that. We deal purely with awareness and research. But yes, you know, clearly there are a number of organisations that can support people who are suffering from things like PTSD and counselling services available to people, and obviously physical rehabilitation for those that deal with it.
And also just to go through that, it could hit you at any age, from young children to the elderly, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it does affect older people and younger people particularly. But it is the only illness in the world that can kill a previously fit and healthy adult in hours.
It's really quite scary, isn't it? Stephen, back to you. So the football game, you've got all sorts of things going on around the football match as well. There's a choir, there's food. How did you get that all organised? It sounds wonderful.
I'd spent the first 2 months of... after she passed away, just sort of staying in my flat and not wanting to do anything and had no motivation. And then my dad suggested to me that I should do something in her memory. And football's been a huge part of me and my brother's lives. And my mum was involved with that, taking us and watching the game. So the football match was perfect. So I would have been happy with a little pitch, 2 teams and a small raffle, but it's gone mental. And it's every day I've woken up and people have suggested things, and I've spent time talking to people, local businesses, companies, and it's just gone absolutely mental. So it's kept me going every day. It's given me a reason to wake up. It's given me a focus throughout the day. On the day, we're obviously raising money for the charity. We've got the football match itself. There is a local dance group that will be performing to West End musical songs, which is tailored to my mum. We've got the choir. We've got a raffle. We've got an auction. There's a lot going on, and there's still more that I'm looking to do. But I have slightly gone over the top with a lot of things, but it's I wanted it to be perfect for her, absolutely perfect, and I think that it will be.
It sounds like it's going to be absolutely perfect. And with Abide With Me, wow, what more can I say? It's going to pull out all those heartstrings. And I believe, and I'm sure you do, that your mum is looking down fondly from your heaven and proud of you, so proud of you, what you've done. And you've turned your own into something, but it's something that's important. You've survived. It's obviously been cathartic for yourself to throw you into something around your mom, like it was like she's still with you because you're doing this for her. And also personally, I think when you do go through a period of grief, to be able to focus that grief into something as useful and as wonderful what you're doing now, I just take my hat off to you. And I'm sure Abby does too.
Well, I'm not doing it for credit or hero status. It's all for my mum. Everything is, I don't even want a mention in a way, because it's all for her. Everything that's happened, everything that's going on, all the strength that everybody's found for this has come from her. She is in some way around us, and I can feel that completely, but it's all, she's the core meaning of it. She's the reason that it's happening. So, and she's my mum. She was a fantastic mum, and any good and strength I've got has come from her.
That's lovely. Well,
people have been so kind as well. I can't express how kind people have been, from Tracy, the chair lady at Molesey Football Club, who's given us the stadium, to the people that have donated raffle prizes, the sponsorships, Abby from Sepsis. Everybody has been, I haven't met one bad person along the way, and everyone's been honestly so kind, and it's blown my mind at times.
We will try to get behind you very much at Radio Jack. And how many people are you going to be allowed to have at the stadium?
So that at the moment, I don't know. But it is going to be COVID safe. We are going to have certain distancing and safety. There will be like hand sanitizers and masks available if people want to use them and wear them. On the ticket side of things, it will be a £5 minimum donation for over 16s on the gate. And all that money will go to sepsis research, and under 16s will be free. As well as the raffle, all the money will go to, and the auction, and any money raised on the day will go to sepsis. Complete, everything will go to sepsis.
That sounds wonderful, doesn't it, Abby?
Well, I can't tell you how grateful we are to Stephen, because his is such a powerful story. His loss has been immense, and yet he has turned it into such a force for good. And he has worked so hard and done, I think, probably 99% of it completely on his own from scratch. He's been phenomenal. And he, as a charity, we are just so grateful for his support. And I would just urge anybody who's in the area, and even if they're not in the area, come from miles about, because this really deserves the support on the day. People who want to volunteer to help him, people who want to donate to his Just Giving page, which is already up and running. You know, he's a phenomenal man, and doing an amazing job with his Match for Mum.
Thank you. And Stephen, is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, I just would like to say thank you to everybody that's been around me throughout all of this. My dad has been incredible. My brother has been, my brother more than anything. And my mum's friends as well, Teresa, Kay and Martin and John. I didn't really know them well enough before. They are sort of my mum's friends, and they have been, they've been like, not Martin, but the others have been like sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not surrogate mothers. You know, they've been a surrogate, like Anne, Kay and Teresa. Sharon, they've been on the phone every day. They've helped in any way, shape or form they've been able to. They've still my mum's best friends right now. They're still there for her right now. And they're doing that through helping me and Richard and supporting the game. And yeah, my brother and my dad and my best friends, Charlie and Dan, have been absolutely, and Lucinda, my two godsons have been everything to me. They've got me through really dark days, and I wouldn't have got through it the way I have without all of them, without all the people that have been around.
Well, sharing your grief is obviously helping to mend your grief as well. So thank you both for coming on to me and talking to me at Radio Jackie. As I said, we will promote the match, see if we can get some more supporters. There's a little part of me wants to come over to East Molesey myself with the family. I do like a game of footy.
But it's going to be a good standard of football. Some of the players that are playing are proper players. They play non-league football, and the players that are a little bit older have played non-league football. It's going to be a good standard of football. It's not going to be, well, me and my brother are very competitive, like seriously competitive, and we're not going there to lose, put it like that. And it, as much as it is a game for charity, believe me, it's going to be, it's not going to kick off, but it's going to be a proper game. It's going to be, we're not going there to lose, and we will be disappointed if whichever one of us loses, we will be annoyed.
Well, you might have a draw, then that might solve the problem. As long as it's 20 goals,
If it's a draw, we'll go to penalties. There has to be a winner. We will have to have a winner. We will not accept a draw. It will have to be decided on the day somehow.
Oh, needle penalties. Oh, dear. Can we live through those? That's the most worst experience in
life. I'm hoping it won't get to that. I'm hoping that he's beaten well before. He wants me beaten as well.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have Match for Mum following close on the tail of the Euro game. So football fever is certainly with us. And I just wish you the best of luck, Abby,
thank you very much.
To highlight sepsis, and Stephen, what you've done for your mum. So thank you so much for talking to me, both of you.